Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is your host, Robert Tinajero. I had a crazy dream last night. I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda. Turns out it was just a Fanta sea. So if you thought that was super corny, it was. That is a pun. On today's episode, I am talking about puns. So a pun is a form of wordplay that exploits multiple meanings of a term or of similar sounding words for an intended humorous or rhetorical effect. So we've all heard puns, you may have even heard big pun, but we've all heard puns, right? And most of the time they are really corny and cheesy, just like the one I started with. So let me repeat that one. I had a crazy dream last night. I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda. Turns out it was just a Fanta sea, right? So the pun there is fantasy, which sounds obviously like the word fantasy, but when you break it up into Fanta, which is a type of soda, and the word sea, S-E-A, and thus the joke, I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda, turns out it was just a fantasy. Right, so that is an example of a pun. And the way I came up with this idea for this episode is I came across somebody on TikTok. Her name is Jay Maya. So just the letter J, and then Maya, M-A-Y-A. And she was talking about how she had won an MVP. Not most valuable player, but most valuable punter. And so I found the competition she was talking about. This is the O. Henry Museum Pun Off World Championships. And so these are people that come together and they see who has the best puns and they are named the most valuable punter. And so I searched on YouTube and I came across the 2021 Pun Slinger Finals. And so I'm just going to play a minute of that so you can hear some of these corny puns. This is the finals, and the category was groups. So groups of humans or groups of animals, and so all of the jokes, all of the puns are connected to groupings or groups.
Okay, I like to hang out with other boats, fellowships, hello.
So let me pause there for a second. So his pun was, I like to hang out with other boats. I like to have fellowships, right? So obviously the pun is fellowship and then fellowships, ships. He's talking about boats. In the YouTube videos, everybody kind of smirks and smiles after each pun because they know it's corny, but there is a judge keeping track of these puns. So let me play a couple more for you.
So I decided that I just wanted to go sit there and look up. I wanted to look up at the sky and see all the people in it. I was crowd watching instead of cloud watching.
I like to hang out with a bunch of criminals and play instruments with my conclave political players.
Are you a band?
What I was saying earlier, I also like to listen to the noises of the freeway. I like Rolling Stones.
I like this coat, but like a bunch of, you know, it almost got stolen once by a bunch of birds. It was going to be a flock jacket instead of flak jacket.
I like to have a bunch of dogs in a line. They're all happy. They're you know, their tails are going wild. It's a wagon train.
So some of those are corny. I think a good pun, or you could say a bad pun, is when the person needs to explain what the pun is. So this goes on for several minutes. You can look it up on YouTube. Just look up the 2021 Pun Slinger Finals. And if you jump forward to about an hour and 46 into the video, you can get to the finalists and hear their puns. I got online, looked up some other puns. Let me just read a couple, and then I'll end with a song that's connected to that Jay Maya person that I saw on TikTok. So a crazy wife says to her husband that moose are falling from the sky. The husband says, it's reindeer. So the corny pun, it's reindeer, it's reindeer. And then the next one, ladies, if he can't appreciate your fruit jokes, you need to let that man go. So ladies, if he can't appreciate your fruit jokes, you need to let that man go. And so I want to end here with a song. This is by Jay Maya, who won the most valuable punter. She didn't win in 2021. I think she won 2022's version. And she is also a singer. And she has this catchy song that has puns in it and is also about crossword puzzles. And so the song is called Sunday Crossword. And let me play a little bit of that.
We just try and fill these spaces. What's a nine-letter word for how you feel? There's a you and I together, but it's missing a few letters. Is it misguided or disguised as something real? It can't be unrequited, 'cause my feelings are too big. There's so much I wanna tell you, but I don't know if it'll fit.
So it's actually really smart song if you go and look at the lyrics, and also if you look at her TikTok, she kind of visually shows how her lyrics are talking about a relationship, but talking about filling in the letters in a crossword. And she's saying, is it this word, is it this word, oh, this word doesn't fit. And that in itself is kind of a pun and play on words. Because she's asking, does this word fit our relationship, but also does this word fit in the crossword puzzle space? And so I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to look her up, Jay Maya. If you want to look up the competition again, it's the Pun Slinger Finals, connected to the O. Henry Museum Pun Off World Championships. And I'll leave you with a little more of the song. Have a good day.
I'm not a kid, so now I can read all the signs that you give, and it just silence between us. There's so much relief and unsaid. So give me a pen and I can pretend.